This is Dakota Datebook for February 18th. On this date, in 1797, fur trader Chaboyes of the Northwest Company recorded the arrival of Animikans, Little Thunder, at the Pembina Fur Trade Post. Little Thunder was hired to guide personnel to the Souris River to obtain supplies for the Pembina Post from trader McDonald. The crew was instructed to return their guide to Pembina in the spring. However, the next day, Little Thunder changed his mind about the job when Chaboyes refused to advance him any pay. Native hunters were not post employees, but free agents pursuing their seasonal round of activity. They might do business elsewhere if it was profitable. The Souris River Basin was integral to the fur trade. An abundant variety of wildlife and furred game existed there, and the fertile grazing areas supported great herds of bison. The production and supply of pemmican powered the rest of the fur trade. During the fur trade era, 18 posts owned by independent traders as well as companies operated in the Souris Basin between present-day Souris, Manitoba, and Minot, North Dakota. The first Souris River Post was established by the Hudson's Bay Company in 1766. Ash House was established there by the Northwest Company in 1795. Rival traders often built posts at the same locations as their competition. This was the case at Pembina in 1797. After the next year's fur season, Chaboyes abandoned the Pembina post. Alexander Henry arrived in 1800 to renew the Northwest Company trade at Pembina. He came from Leech Lake in Minnesota with a canoe brigade of hunters led by Old Wild Rice, the pillager chief and father of Little Thunder. Chaboyes had previously traded with Old Menominee, whom he called the Great Chief, meaning he had influence among a band of men who were themselves tent leaders. Wild Rice directed the seasonal round of activities of the Pembina Band, including 10 hunting tents of his own. Chaboyes formally negotiated with him when matters of religious ceremony or warfare with the Dakota people might curtail trade activity. Nevertheless, Wild Rice traded with the Hudson's Bay Company if the profit was better. The Hudson's Bay Company monopoly was granted by the British Crown in 1670 and dominated the fur trade, operating almost like a sovereign entity with the power to make laws and raise forces, facing the competition, mainly the French-Canadian Northwest Company, until their merger in 1821. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.